Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Appreciate you being with us this afternoon, Monday afternoon. Rainy weekend, but pretty nice day out there right now, I think. Low 70s. That's a very nice welcomed spring temperature. So we appreciate you spending some of that afternoon here with us. We've been saying this for quite a while on this show. I don't think we're the only people saying it, but the idea that comedy, I've said that we're going to save free speech in two different places, on the comedy stage and from the pulpit. People who are willing to do and say what they want to do and say without the pressures of cancel culture and everything coming in, and really trying to spook people into not talking about the things that matter to them. There's a huge, huge emphasis right now on trying to control speech. And comedians are certainly going to be some of the ones who are going to have to save us from that. And Jerry Seinfeld was on, I think it's the New Yorker Radio Hour, and this is what he had to say.
Nothing really affects comedy. People always need it. They need it so badly, and they don't get it. It used to be you would go home at the end of the day. Most people would go, oh, Cheers is on. Oh, MASH is on. Oh, Mary Tyler Moore is on. All in the Family's on. You just expect it. There'll be some funny stuff we can watch on TV tonight. Well, guess what? Where is it? This is the result of the extreme left and PC crap and people worrying so much about offending other people. Mm-hmm. When you write a script and it goes into four or five different hands, committees, groups, here's our thought about this joke, well, that's the end of your comedy. They move the gates, like in skiing. Yeah. Culture, the gates are moving. Your job is to be agile and clever enough that wherever they put the gates, I'm going to make the gate.
Jerry Seinfeld, of course, everybody knows who Jerry Seinfeld is, has been doing stand-up comedy and writing for very, very funny and very successful TV shows. I've heard him be frustrated. There was one thing that he did, and he was on a panel, and someone's like, I noticed that you don't have a lot of diversity. And he goes, oh, that's where we're going with this. And he basically said something to the effect of, like, I hate people like you. I was straight out with it. But in this clip here, in this interview, radio interview that he was doing with the New Yorker podcast, he comes straight out and says the left. Mm-hmm. That seems to be new to me from a guy like Seinfeld, who he is the type of person that if I were ever fortunate enough to be in the presence of him, like in a meeting setting or in a discussion setting, I would not feel like I was going to be safe from him if he found something funny about me, that it was going to be put out there. He doesn't strike me as the person who's like, not these people, or we're going to focus only on those people. And he's not a shock comedian.
No.
He just finds things to be humorous, which is something that I asked Tom Shalhoub on Friday. Do you find it, do you as a comedian have to look for the funny, or do you have to sometimes suppress the funny? Because I think people who have that just different outlook on life, you find yourself finding humor and funny things where you're not supposed to laugh about this. Like, you're supposed to be straight-laced, straight-faced, and there's supposed to be no humor in certain kinds of things. But I think the comedians can always find a wrinkle of comedy, and the bold ones go out and they say it on stage, and they make a lot of money because they're willing to say it and do it. You can't do that in a world where you worship cancel culture and you turn over your First Amendment rights to speak about things, because it's too scary if you do. I just find it interesting that Jerry Seinfeld is out there saying the extreme left. To me, that seems like a shift.
I remember being in a room like this before. It was a sitcom writer's room, and there were probably six or seven people in there. And everybody was kicking around jokes. And that's what you do when you're writing a sitcom, is you kick around jokes and you talk about which way you want scenes to go and things like that. And there was an intern in the room who I didn't know what her politics were, but apparently she was pretty far left. And she started criticizing the room because some of the things we were saying were inappropriate. And it was like, yeah, that's the process, is you say things and they might be inappropriate and then they get kicked out. They don't make the show, or you're doing it to make people feel uncomfortable, because that's the artistic process. And the room just died. It was so terrible how the creative process just came to a screeching halt because somebody was there to judge.
Well, I was going to ask, I would feel like maybe one person like that could kill a room, but that answers that question. I think what we're seeing with Seinfeld here is ire placed on the correct source. Like, we have a problem with comedy, because he said that. He said, you come home and he's like, what's on TV that's so funny anymore? And it's not there. So that begs the question, why isn't it there? And so he's like, this is the problem. This is why we can't have fun, because these people don't know how to laugh. They know how to get angry. They know how to get outraged, and they know how to get sad, but they don't know how to laugh. And that's why we don't have comedy.
Gosh, I don't want to eat my words, and I would if I were wrong. But does the right do this?
There are aspects of the right that mm-hmm. are very, very like litmus test mm-hmm. that you have to pass.
Wait, but for comedy?
But not for, I don't think so for comedy.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah. Like, I mean, anybody can imagine being in a room where people are letting jokes fly and you're like, oh, we cannot put that one in. And Shalhoub said that last week too, and we know what it's like. And here, we'll have conversations on the break and we'll be talking about things that are funny. And I'm pretty certain that most of you would think it was funny, but it's like, that's not stuff that can go over the air. So you don't do it over the air. If you're writing a sitcom, naturally, probably the things you laugh the hardest at are not going to get included because you can't. But I can imagine, like, I just can't imagine it happening in comedy. Like, if you're a really stuffy Republican, and usually what that means is somebody who is, and I'll say it this way, like a Bible thumper, Brad, you know what I'm talking yeah. about, like somebody who wants to come in and rain on everybody's parade and is a holier than thou type of a person and can't find humor in. But I mean, those people are not in comedy rooms the way the leftists would be, who would have the purity tests on what we are going to do and what we're going not going to do, which is why I asked the question, like, does the right kill the funny anywhere?
No, I can't think of anywhere where that's happening now.
The closest I've seen is I've seen some people on the right go after the Babylon Bee. Like, we shouldn't be making fun of our own. And it's like, yes, we should. We should laugh at everything that is funny, because that's what it was. And Seth Dillon, to his credit, came out and defended it. And I don't even remember what it was. And after he did that, that was kind of that.
But even the Babylon Bee is a little bit of an outsider source for comedy. Mm. You know, the mainstream stuff, the Hollywood stuff, yeah. the stuff that's getting made with big money. There's not really a lot of conservative voices in that stuff, first of all, to be censored. But those people are just not put in the room because it's not really like part of the culture. The culture is leftist in those rooms.
The difference between comedy and bullying, to me, is comedy is when everybody is fair game. Mm-hmm. If you were getting together and saying, no, we only laugh at these people, we don't laugh at those people, then you're a bully. And the only difference is you either laugh at everybody or nobody.
Well, yeah, because whenever you target a group and that's the only group that you target, then it becomes malicious.
Yes.
So you want to say something funny because it's like, hey, like Ryan, when I tease you, I'm not coming from a spot of anything other than, you know, you're
hate,
my friend, and this
disgust.
Is yeah, hate, rage, and disgust.
I side with Annie here.
But the idea
which is rare.
Which is like, and Ryan makes fun of me too.
I'm here
and,
for you, Ryan.
And we're not.
But it's all off air.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But when Annie does it,
I know. You just shell up.
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to do now?
But that's just it. We do it. It's like when my buddies and I get together, we make fun of one another. We rag on one another, and it's fine. It's great.
Because you know you like each other.
Because we like one another. And as a matter of fact, if my buddies weren't making fun of me, I'd be like,
what's wrong, guy?
What's up?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, it's a really good icebreaker. Like when you are getting to know somebody, to jab them a little bit. It makes them feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And you can't do that unless there is a little bit of camaraderie. And that is gone. That is gone. It has become activist comedy because, like both of you just said, it makes fun of one side, one group of people, and not the other.
Oh, it's not comedy. It's bullying. Look no further than the Alec Baldwin, Donald Trump. I really believe that if Saturday Night Live made fun of Donald Trump and Joe Biden in equal parts, that Saturday Night Live would have a bigger contingent of MAGA support than they would anything else. Because you can't, if you're so stuffy as a Republican that you're not allowed to make any jokes around Donald Trump, then you're not actually paying attention to anything Donald Trump does. Because that dude is funny. Like, funny in the way he is. I was just thinking the other day, we were playing a Trump clip from a press conference after he walked out of the courtroom, and I thought to myself, I didn't say this on the air, I thought to myself, like, when I hear Donald Trump speak and I'm only hearing it, I'm not watching it, I actually hear a Trump impersonator more than I hear Donald Trump, because the good Trump impersonators are hilarious.
Yes.
What's his name? Shane Gillis or
Shane
whatever?
Shane Gillis is amazing.
Yes. And there's so much material there that people who love the man would still 100% be able to laugh at. I think the joke that we played from the White House correspondent dinner of Joe Biden saying that, you know, age is a big issue because his opponent is a 6-year-old is funny. And I can sit here and think that that's laughable because the joke in and of itself is funny. The problem is that the converse of that would never, like, you wouldn't do the converse of that in an SNL skit or whatever, because they wouldn't want, honestly, to point out the truth that exists in the comedy that Joe Biden is too old. When Joe Biden does that joke, he is joking about his age.
Mm-hmm.
The joke is not funny if Joe Biden is not super old.
Right.
The joke is funny because he's making an age joke, which everybody's like, oh, Joe Biden in his age. And when you flip it at the end.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And say that the reason why the age is an issue is because Donald Trump is 6-year-old. I find that to be good navigational humor. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay. Like, I can handle that because I'm a big girl and I can't. I'm not going to hear that and go, oh, man, they're being mean to Donald Trump. What? Like, of course they are. I'm okay with it. I just want it to be equal. And since it's not equal, it is bullying. And people are off-put by that. No good person wants to be adjacent to the mean girl.
Right.
And the media, on the whole, is the mean girl. Let's take a quick break. We'll get the results to the YouTube live chat poll when we come back. Do you think you know Donald Trump's VP pick? Yes or no? I'm surprised at the results of this poll so far. Go in and weigh in and let us know what you think. Let's see here. Russell said, I said no. No reason to announce it just yet. Wait another month. Then he and Biden can disclose who they are both picking for VP. Oh!
And there's a twist?
Yes, a little twist at the end. We'll see what the results are. We come back. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.